The COVID-19 pandemic transformed our work landscape overnight, sending 62% of American workers home and revealing something profound. The traditional office wasn't as essential as we thought. Million-dollar deals closed via Zoom, medical visits happened virtually, and productivity didn't collapse when people worked flexible hours. This wasn't just crisis management. It was a once-in-a-generation opportunity to fundamentally rethink our relationship with work. Remote work had already been growing steadily, increasing 159% between 2005 to 2017. But the pandemic accelerated this shift by a decade. What emerged wasn't just a temporary adaptation, but a blueprint for a more intentional approach to work, one that prioritizes results over location and schedule. As hybrid and remote arrangements become permanent fixtures in our professional landscape, this new paradigm offers competitive advantages for both individuals and organizations willing to embrace it. The most forward-thinking companies recognize that flexibility isn't just a perk, it's a strategic advantage that attracts talent, improves retention, expands geographic reach, and enhances productivity. The question isn't whether we can work remotely. We've proven that. The real question is how we can do it brilliantly, maintaining connection while leveraging newfound freedom. What if this disruption could lead to more meaningful work and more balanced lives? When Meredith Monday Schwartz became CEO of Here Comes the Guide, she discovered greater productivity at home than in the office. This led her to transition her wedding venue company to fully remote work by 2016, a decision that proved prescient when COVID-19 hit. Many workplaces still rely on outdated time-based management through billable hours and rewarding rapid responses regardless of value. This creates unnecessary constraints and squanders potential. Remote work demands self-direction. Without office norms, success depends on clearly defined tasks. Establish a weekly planning ritual, preferably Friday afternoons, to outline priorities across career, relationships, and personal growth. Determine scheduling and delegation needs. Anne Bogle, founder of What Should I Read Next podcast, advocates for realistic daily to-do lists, three major priorities plus one ongoing project. This focused approach ensures meaningful progress through intentional prioritization. Task-based management requires new accountability measures. Track productivity with a daily to-done list, have clear conversations about response times, and challenge the everything urgent mindset by focusing on true importance. While meetings enable collective decision-making, scheduling them by time rather than need creates inefficiencies and prevents spontaneous interaction. Virtual work presents opportunities to innovate. NASA astrophysicist Dominic Benford's team improved remote meetings by requiring advance agendas and breaking long review panels into shorter sessions across multiple days, better accommodating time zones and home offices. Amy Lasky's PR firm introduced a just call commitment with designated hours for impromptu calls, resolving issues quickly instead of through lengthy email chains or scheduled meetings. Pre-pandemic skeptics worried remote work would harm relationships, yet many professionals maintain strong connections with limited face-to-face interaction. Virtual and in-person modes can effectively complement each other, with video calls retaining about 75% of in-person meetings' relationship-building value. Organizations can enhance virtual connection through structured social elements, pre-meeting conversations, inclusive questions, book clubs, virtual lunches, wine tastings, and home office tours, moving beyond basic virtual happy hours. Like monasteries, a good workday needs clear boundaries. Remote workers must create their own transitions. Some walk children to school, others use music or morning routines to signal work start. Most people peak around 8 a.m. and dip by 2:30 p.m. Traditional offices waste these prime hours on meetings. Reserve your first 60 to 90 minutes for important projects, tracking your energy patterns to optimize your schedule. Even with interruptions, protect at least 60 minutes for focused morning work. Keep a later list for capturing distracting thoughts during deep work. While some thrive with the Pomodoro technique, 25 5-minute intervals, others prefer 90 to 120-minute focus periods. Take real breaks during energy dips, not just browsing. Create a menu of rejuvenating activities like exercise, outdoor time, or reading. End your day with a closing ritual before exhaustion sets in. Remote work frees you from limiting office relationships. Schedule weekly lunches or coffee with valuable connections. After 50 meetings yearly, you'll likely gain new clients or candidates. Send daily notes to your network about relevant articles or congratulate them on achievements. When hiring remotely, prioritize candidates who actively choose remote work rather than merely accept it. Look for self-motivated professionals who handle ambiguity well, especially those with lifestyle reasons for working remotely. A home office can still be your launching pad for career growth. Give yourself space to reflect on your ambitions and create structures that advance your goals. Fulfilled individuals don't chase productivity tricks. They prioritize meaningful activities. Try the List of 100 Dreams exercise. Create an unfiltered bucket list combining personal and professional aspirations, from starting a mentoring program to becoming CEO. Design a realistic ideal week by mapping your preferred schedule within practical constraints. Consider work timing, collaborators, and personal pursuits, especially valuable for remote workers with flexible schedules. Remote workers report higher happiness, 8.10 versus 7.42 on a 10-point scale, take fewer sick days, and exercise more than office workers. They can work up to 57 hours before experiencing work/family conflict, compared to 38 hours for office workers. This flexibility enables better energy management through improved sleep and exercise habits. Create a comfortable, productive workspace with ergonomic furniture and natural light. As your own office manager, invest in quality tools that inspire you to work. Even premium office supplies are relatively inexpensive and can spark creativity as effectively as office interactions. Build movement into your day with simple equipment like resistance bands and dumbbells. Keep them visible and accessible for quick exercise breaks. Try bicep curls before calls or planks while documents print. When work and home share the same space, create distinction through daily mini adventures. Run on trails instead of sidewalks, have outdoor breakfasts, or visit a museum briefly. Consider making work-life boundaries more fluid. Let your children see your professional life while maximizing quality time together. The pandemic transformed work, revealing new possibilities. Organizations now see flexibility as a strategic advantage. Companies offering flexible arrangements report 40% lower turnover and higher satisfaction. This shift enables global talent recruitment, expanding access to diverse skills and perspectives. While some workplaces will return to traditional schedules, securing flexibility requires professional leverage. Build your reputation by sharing expertise through presentations and content creation, establishing yourself as a subject matter expert. Managing by task rather than time, establishing rhythms, and building strong teams are foundations of intentional work. Remote-first companies demonstrate that asynchronous communication, clear documentation, and results-based metrics create efficiency. In this new era, success means measuring results and life satisfaction, not hours worked. The opportunity lies in creating work that fits our lives, not the reverse.